going. Okay. Yes. So this is Scott Taylor.
Yes.
And Jerry Main speaking to Bob Allums.
Okay. So Bob, the effect of your life, I don't know why you laugh, but I love that you laugh. I've heard other guys on this trip talking about your laugh, and I think there's something deep in the heart of God. There's something beautiful about it, and it's the way that you affect the people around you. And just a quick summary, G.K. Chesterton, in his book Orthodoxy, in the end, last chapter, he shares about something Jesus withheld from people while he was on earth. He weeps with them. He shows compassion, right? There's all these emotions that you see, but we never see his laughter. And G.K. Chesterton ponders and says, maybe that's because it's too great for us. We're not ready to bear what his mirth would be like. And so he sort of mercifully withholds it from us. But what will it be like to have the delight of God and his laughing and his joy over us?
Whoa.
And I feel that in you as you freely, there's something in your laugh that makes me feel like this is really the delight that we're looking forward to. There's something so powerful in it, and it impacts the men that you're around. I also see such a humility in you. I don't know if you've always been this way or if it's come with wisdom in years, but you're very slow to speak and quick to listen. I see you truly interested in others with a genuineness, and that the way it affects me is I feel like you want to know me in a way where I it takes barriers down on for me. And for, I think, the men around you, that it's a gift from him. I don't know what your prayer ministry, like, was your training churches, but I can't, my wish for you, like, I just am believing in faith that, like, God has you in those situations so that, because you really care about these people, that you're trying to help them to see the value of prayer and how to do it, to shape a culture of prayer, but that this sincerity and this humility to listen as you engage, I think it's a treasure from him. I admire it. I want to follow it. I want to become like that. And I think to the effect you had in just your session where you're talking about prayer, and I think this is part of what Jerry, I don't want to steal his thunder, but how the body of Christ needs handholds on how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Like they need, you can't just tell them pray. They have to be step by step brought into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like your sincerity of like the motive of prayer, like the why and the way that you were teaching, plus giving that grid, like just what you're presenting. I'm assuming that's sort of what you do with your prayer stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but mm-hmm. I assume. And I'm so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's like a passion in you for this and an experience you've had and a model that you're holding that I wish every, like this, I want the bride of Christ to be enriched by this. And
wow.
And so, yeah, what the future holds, right? I don't know what the resistance, it sounds like weariness, it sounds like asking questions about like your last years of investment. And I love that you want to invest in your son, Ben. Like, that's just beautiful to me, you know, and to your family. And, but I don't know, like, what resistance is in all of those things. It's probably just hard to move across the country again and hard to change gears and all of those things. But think of it, I see it as the frontier. Your fourth quarter is a frontier. Yeah, and that God is gonna use that. And third thing was like, what is God gonna do with it?
Yeah, what do you think he's up to?
I hope and pray you can help other men to see how to be a sage, you know, and that what God has done through your decades. we need. Mm. We need. And so there's a baton to pass. You know, even in taking your passions and clarity and helping others. And I feel like it's more profound than any ministry you could do. It's not like the work you could do. It's like the work that hundreds could do because they've been impacted by that. You know? So I pray even this young guy coming on, as you get to share with him, like there's like, okay, like that makes all the sense in the world to me that you, okay, you're passing on what you have to others, and I pray it multiplies.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and I would say that quiet confidence, the effect of your life is seen in the impact of men just in the time they spent in the session around prayer. For me, whenever I come to my group, I'm going to read part of the prayer because it just the jumping off spot, the way that I journaled that prayer sounds different from a lot of them that I have written. And that was one encounter, you know, one just 40 minutes with you or whatever. So the impact is real for those that are showing up and are hungry and ready to listen and whatever. And I think it's amazing that you have, that vocationally you're able to do this. And I believe that the thing that is against you is, of course, our opponent, who is very irritated with what it is that you're trying to teach, draw out, put out there. So you definitely have a target on you, and that's evidence of that you're doing something of value. You know, if you weren't, you wouldn't be getting any resistance. So the fact that the resistance is there is probably against you. I think the biggest thing is collectively in the U.S., the culture of churchianity is maybe not that interested in what your very core needed thing is compared to, well, we could either do this or we could get smoke and light machine. Let's go with smoke and light. And it's just, I'm just watching it, that there's this move toward social media and being able to be relevant in all of those kinds of things, that it's a slippery slope for the church and the churches.
Yes.
But then it's potentially against you just as this place is changing. The need for what you're doing is increasing. The people who are making the decision to act on that need are potentially losing interest in that. Are you seeing that?
You're nailing it. Yeah.
So I think that what I hear in my spirit is to you hear him, to sit alone with him, to look at what you've done for, you know, how long has it been since you made a change to how you?
We kind of change a little bit each year,
okay.
Like little tweaks.
Little tweaks.
Nothing as significant as what you were suggesting.
But you have adult learners, basically,
mm-hmm.
in the room. And the way that adults learn is changing. Their attention span is very much diminished. We see it in this type of setting. Gary understands that just lower than the average adult is men, you know.
That's really funny.
And part of the success of this weekend is building in these long things and having, you know, you and different people. So there's a grounded. There's someone here. There's something good happening. We're not just all breaking. But I think using some time just to rethink and retool to come against this thing within the church culture, that it's hard to get people to come and plan to sit through a session. But if they know this and what that is, let God show you. I don't want to tell you what that is, but I think he's He's not unaware of how attention spans have shifted and such, and however it is that you use media and things. It's just, it's part of how people learn. And I think what God is doing is having tremendous joy that someone is trying to go out and say, this is how you engage with him. This is how you get to go and be in his presence and talk and listen and have this dialogue. And prayer is not just asking for stuff. You know, it's not begging for stuff. And you're bringing out this fullness, this depth of what the that prayer is, the that is where the intimacy occurs. And people who know about God as opposed to know him, the only way they come to know him is through the experience intimately along with him. And as you succeed in encouraging people to do that and potentially setting up scenarios that day, we're going to take 20 minutes and you're going to go alone and you're going to do this. And 20 minutes is going to feel really long to you because there's no, I don't want any sound. You know, it's just you and sitting in quiet. I don't think people do that. And maybe you're already doing things like that, but I think it would be very valuable for people to start to experience God's presence. And then that starts the buzz, and God's able to use that as a pebble in the pond. Yeah. But I applaud you for all the things that Scott had noticed, and just your presence, your laugh, your quiet confidence, and your humility are very a tremendous value. And I know all the men were all better that you're here this weekend, so we appreciate it. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
For sure.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you.
Great words. Wow.